Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Next, we'll head to the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco with Thuy Vu.
Hey there. Thank you. And welcome to Scale the Wall, brought to you by NASDAQ Private Markets. Stay private on your own terms. You can learn more by going to npm.com. My guest today is Mike Farley, co-founder of Tile. It's a Bluetooth tag that's small enough to be attached to just about anything you might want to keep track of. Think keys, purse, backpack, anything. Seriously. If you lose it, Tile helps you locate it via an iPhone app. Mike Farley, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Thuy.
Of course. Great idea, because I can't tell you how many times I have lost my keys and I've wandered the house looking for them. How was there an aha moment that led you to this?
There was. So I had this fiance, and she was misplacing stuff like you've never seen. and I had certainly never experienced. And I quickly realized that not only was it driving her crazy, but it was going to drive me crazy if I didn't find a solution to the problem.
They'd be like, honey, have you seen my keys? Have you seen my purse?
Yeah, she even lost a rental car at one point in time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was serious. But the aha moment was when she lost a ruby ring that her mom gave her. Mm. It was like a family heirloom, and you know, panic immediately set in, and we went to the hair salon that she was at the day before and put the pictures of the ring up on telephone poles. Never found that ring, and it was truly devastating. Now, being a technologist, I figured I could solve the problem. And we headed to crowdfunding to make sure that it wasn't just Camila, my wife, running into this issue and suffering from the problem. And very quickly had 50,000 people pledging their money, wanting help, finding their keys in the morning, their car, where they parked it the day before, their luggage lost by the airlines. And that was really the birth of Tile.
Were you just shocked by the volume of response you got? Did you imagine that you would get so many responses in so short a time?
I mean, I always thought it could be really, really big, and that was certainly what we were going for. It ended up coming true, so it was certainly gratifying and yeah. It was awesome to see everyone turn out and actually, you know, support us in the product.
You built Tile through a crowdfunding campaign on Self-Starter. Mm-hmm. Why that as opposed to, say, Kickstarter or Indiegogo? Mm-hmm.
So the main thing was we wanted to be in control of our own destiny. At the time, this is many years ago now, Kickstarter wasn't super hardware friendly. And we actually knew some guys that got turned down like day of, and they created Self-Starter. So we really wanted to be in control of our own destiny, make sure that when we hit the go button, the site went live and we were able to start accepting pre-orders. We had like $10,000 in the bank when we hit the go button. So like we had to make things happen.
Yeah.
And that was why. And we knew we needed to really drive a lot of traffic to the website to reach the heights we wanted to. And so we thought driving them to our own website and creating our own website was the way to do it.
And it was a good strategy, right? I mean, it was phenomenally successful. You raised nearly $3 million in a month, the most successful campaign ever on Self-Starter. But with success came some issues as well. You had to scale up quickly for all that demand. How did that work out at that time for you in the beginning, in the early days?
It was really tricky after our... We had our manufacturing partners were set up to do about 20,000 units, Tile units. And then after the crowdfunding campaign, we had to build 200,000.
Tenfold.
Yes. And we had to build even more than that for the future demand we would have. So the problems you run into when you're building 20,000 units versus 200,000 units are vast. And we really had to hit the drawing board and figure things out. We had to hire a lot of people. And we had to get a completely new contract manufacturer. So, you know, it's just keep your eye on the prize and pound through. And, you know, 10 months later, we had the product redesigned and in mass production.
I'm Tui Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, brought to you by NASDAQ Private Markets. Stay private on your own terms. You can learn more by going to npm.com. My guest today is Mike Farley, co-founder of Tile. And you were just talking about how you had to scale up very quickly, from 20,000 orders to 200,000 orders. Do you find that the capital that you were able to raise on Self-Starter in such a short time period gave you the credibility to sign on with a big contractor to say, hey, we've got something really viable here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was one of the beauties of crowdfunding. As I mentioned, we wanted to go to crowdfunding to make sure we weren't just solving the problem for my wife. And then also, that's a great proof that there's a product market fit. And investors were able to see all of the capital actually in the bank. So were the contract manufacturers able to see that. We were able to secure one of the top contract manufacturers in the world, Jabil, which was really, really huge. And then we were also able to secure $3.3 million of additional funding to help get our product to market.
How important is timing as well when it comes to the technology? Because Bluetooth has been around for a while, but Bluetooth, the kind of Bluetooth that you needed, the low energy Bluetooth, that really needed to take off in order for something like Tile to take off.
That's true. And timing is hugely important. My wife gave the aha moment, but if it weren't for Bluetooth Low Energy being in the iPhones at the time, the iPhone 4S was the one to introduce Bluetooth Low Energy, it wouldn't have been able to create such an elegant solution. Tile lasts for 1 year without recharging or replacing any batteries. And that's really, really important for the problem that we're trying to solve. It's not reasonable to ask people to recharge it all the time and replace batteries all the time to find their stuff. So extremely important.
How many stores are you in now?
We're in over 20,000 doors right now. It was about a little over a year ago, we were in two, the TileApp.com and Amazon.com. And now, we're in Best Buy, Apple, Target, and many, many other doors throughout the country and internationally as well.
Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
So my grandfather was a big inspiration for me. He started a company from scratch, and it became very successful. And
That company?
It was a food distribution company in upstate New York. Mm-hmm. It's not Silicon Valley style big.
No, but it's entrepreneurship.
But it was amazing, and it certainly fed the family and paid a lot of bills. And I always looked up to him for that. So that seed was planted very early. And when I met my wife and really saw the calling here for what I call adding smart location to everything, that's what really got the passion and the fire burning to solve this problem. And it may sound like a small problem, finding your keys in the morning, but it's actually much, much bigger than that. The average person spends 10 minutes a day looking for their stuff.
Oh, really?
That means that the American working population spends 850,000 years cumulatively looking for misplaced stuff every year, right? Every single year.
That they could spend doing something else more productive than looking for stuff.
Exactly. And if those numbers don't resonate with you, I was in Yosemite this past weekend, and I cannot tell you how many times the 10 of us ran around looking for the Frisbee or the remote control to the space heaters outside, which we never found.
And you didn't bring the Tile with you?
We weren't able to Tile everything before we got to the house. So many things that we don't even realize it. Yeah. It's just the way the world works in our mind, right? Yeah. And what I'm here to say is that it doesn't have to be that way. And I think in the future, it won't be that way. Case in point, the Apple AirPods that were launched a couple weeks ago, two big things that everyone was talking about. Hey, where's my 3.5 millimeter headphone jack? And two was, can you please help me find these things? Because I'm going to lose them.
Yeah.
And we're going to see this more and more. And I believe everything is going to have location built into it before too long.
Okay, we've got just 1 minute remaining, so we're going to go through this real quickly. What are the three best pieces of advice you can offer to an aspiring entrepreneur or business owner?
Three. I would say, number one, get started. Go for it. Number two is a great one from Richard Branson. He says, even if you don't know exactly what you need to do, go ahead and get started and figure it out as you go. So that's another one. And number three, trust those gut instincts. You know, you're going to get a lot of advice, especially if you're here in Silicon Valley, and get as much advice as you can, but go with those gut instincts because they're usually spot on.
And if your fiance has a problem, help her solve it and she becomes your wife.
Exactly.
Happy ending. We'll come back and talk more with Mike Farley about how he scaled the wall when he faced obstacles and challenges. Scale the Wall is brought to you by NASDAQ Private Markets. Stay private on your own terms. You can visit npm.com. I'm Thuy Vu, and this is Business Rockstars.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
President Trump's new tax law cut your taxes by $5 trillion. Now you can reduce your taxes to zero. The best-selling guide, The Trump Tax Cut by Eva Rosenberg, shows you how, with tax deductions, loopholes, and money-saving secrets. One loophole gives a 20% cut in your tax rate. Newsmax says, get The Trump Tax Cut. In bookstores or see the free offer and save almost $25. Go online now to TrumpTaxCut.com. That's TrumpTaxCut.com or call 800-NEWSMAX.
You shouldn't have to choose a...
Hi there, I'm Thuy Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, brought to you by NASDAQ Private Markets. Stay private on your own terms. Learn more at npm.com. Running a business, as we all know, is not for the faint of heart. Entrepreneurs and small business owners always face tough challenges. And when that happens, they need to scale the wall. This segment will discuss those hurdles and how they've encountered and how they've overcome them. Today, I'm joined by Mike Farley, co-founder of Tile. It's a Bluetooth tag that's small enough to be attached to just about anything you want to keep track of. Keys, purse, backpack, anything. If you lose it, Tile helps you find it via an iPhone app. And Mike Farley is here to tell us more about it. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Thuy. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you here. Tile's story is pretty amazing. You went from crowdfunding on Self-Starter in 2013 to 2 million units sold in 2 years. Congratulations on that. Phenomenal. But crowdfunding a hardware project also comes with its own challenges, right? Often lots of delays before anything is ever shipped. And you kind of encountered a little bit of that in the beginning. How long did it take you to ship your product? After you raised the capital, what happened with that situation?
Mm-hmm. So it was in June of 2013 that we launched our crowdfunding campaign, July when we closed it out, and we started shipping product in May of 2014. So about 10 months went by when we started shipping.
You heard a lot of griping from customers, didn't you?
Yes, that is one piece of the crowdfunding puzzle that probably doesn't get told too much. But yeah, customers do want their products, mm-hmm. And they ask a lot. That was our number one question for a very long time. Where is my Tile? Mm-hmm. So we certainly had to staff up on the customer care side to take care of that. But a lot of the challenges were around manufacturing the product. One problem in particular was... ultrasonically welding the tiles together. There's two pieces that get ultrasonically welded together. And when you're doing just, you know, hundreds a day at the manufacturing facility, the problems you run into and the precision you need on that tool is much, much different than the precision you need when you're building tens of thousands, right? So those were the types of problems we had to get through with our manufacturing partners to get the product to market.
And on the customer care side, how did you handle the customers who were griping?
We just had to let them know that we were working on it, and we gave them periodic updates and gave them the current estimates. And, you know, they just had to be patient. And then also we made it very easy for folks to refund. That was one thing that I was adamant about from the beginning. Someone doesn't want to wait. They want their money back. No problem at all. No questions asked.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's your money back.
Good lesson, right? Good customer service goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell us about the single biggest mistake you've made in business.
Single biggest mistake. I can recall one very big mistake challenge that we encountered. It was when the iPhone 6 came out. We quickly learned that all the tiles out in the field didn't work with the iPhone 6.
Oh, why is that?
It was something to do with low-level Bluetooth connectivity. Mm. Now, our tiles didn't have over-the-air firmware update at the time, so we had to really figure things out. And so the team immediately set into motion a great plan. We actually halted the production line at our contract manufacturer. We quickly put together a firmware update in Tile to address the issue with the new iPhone 6s. And then we also contacted all the customers that we could tell had iPhone 6s, and we started sending them new tiles with this new firmware. Fortunately for us, a couple weeks after we had that whole system rolled out, the iPhone 6 released a new version of iOS, and it actually fixed the problem in software, so all of the tiles in the field started working again with the iPhone 6.
So where do you go from here with Tile?
So just recently, a couple of weeks ago, we launched Tile Slim, as we call it. This is a very thin version of Tile that you can slide right into your wallet. You can also stick it to a passport, stick it to a laptop. And this was really important as part of our three-pronged strategy. Number one was just to introduce the world to smart location. Not many people know how much time they spend looking for stuff, and we wanted to create a very simple product that you can put on your keys to help you find it. And this really has gotten the wheels churning for the consumers. Launched our second product, the Tile Slim, and number three was launching our Tile Smart Location. This is a platform that we're using to integrate our technology into any Bluetooth product. So say your Apple AirPods, we could integrate Tile Smart Location technology right into those, so you'd be able to find them through the Tile app by pressing a button. And our three-pronged strategy: one, introduce the world to smart location; two was build this network, build this community, which helps us find stolen cars, stolen motorcycles; and number three is just get Tile into everything.
Well, I'm Tui Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, where we talk about hard realities and failures in business. It's brought to you by NASDAQ Private Markets. Stay private on your own terms. Learn more at npm.com. Here with us is Mike Farley, co-founder of Tile. What are the three biggest lessons that you have for dealing with the challenges of starting or growing a business?
I would say one is, you know, you gotta delegate and get your leaders on the team to take on as much as possible. There's no way, especially if you're a CEO, new CEO, you've got to delegate those responsibilities. Two is just, I think you got to keep plugging away, right? There's going to be ups and downs. No company is straight up and to the right. And number three is that I think a lot of the really successful companies, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Microsofts, we look at them and we think that it was inevitable that they would see that success. And I think if you went and talked to the founders and the CEOs, you would know that they were not destined for success. They made it happen. So, you know, when you hit those ups and downs, just have faith and belief that you and the team can get it done, and stick to it, and you'll make it happen.
Great tips. And saxophone, is that how you relax? That, well, you work so much and so hard. Is that how you get to your zen zone?
It is. There were certainly many months where I didn't get to the saxophone, but music has always been there for me. I love jazz. I love my old school jazz saxophone players. So I just love figuring out what they play and playing it and, you know, massaging it and changing it and improvising on it. So that's certainly a big reset button for me to get out of, you know, out of my head.
Ever lost your sax?
Fortunately, I keep a really close eye on my saxophone, have not lost it.
Does it have a tile on it?
Yeah, we do have tiles, absolutely, on the saxes.
I bet you do. More than one, plural.
I have several saxophones, yes.
Oh, I see,
it's
okay.
It's a large collection.
All right, well, at least we know that's one thing you'll never have to go looking for.
That's right.
Mike Farley, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Tui.
Mike Farley, CEO of Tile. Join us every Friday as we scale the wall, brought to you by NASDAQ Private Markets. Stay private on your own terms. Learn more at npm.com. I'm Tui Vu, and this is Business Rockstars.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Vanessa Ballesteros. She's the CEO and founder of Sunbox. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Sunbox, what do you guys do?
So Sunbox, we are a healthy vending machine company, and we are committed to promoting a healthy lifestyle, local small businesses, and conscious consumerism.
How did you get into this space? I feel like the health trend is really big right now, but it's also a very noisy space. So how did you choose to get into the health and food industry?
Well, it was actually inspired by my former career. I was a television producer for over 10 years. And wow. As you know, being in this space.
I said, look, you just got out of like high school or college.
I know, right? I look really young.
Wow.
It works in my favor eventually. But so, you know, working in that space, you work crazy hours, as you guys know.
Yeah.
You're working 14, 17 hours a day for weeks on end.
Yeah.
And I always had a problem finding something healthy to eat, especially after hours.
Tell me about it.
Right. There was nothing convenient and you just had no time. And the only thing that was available was junk. So there was always the option between, okay, do I eat the junk or do I just not eat at all?
Yeah.
And I would oftentimes choose the latter. I just wouldn't eat at all until later in the day when I did have some time. But at that point, it was dark, you know, it was nighttime. As a woman, I wouldn't exactly feel safe going out into a dark garage, into my car to leave, get something, come back into a dark garage,
yeah,
and then start my work. And it would also get in the flow of work. So, you know, for me, I saw that there was just a huge problem there. And I wasn't the only one. Everyone I knew wanted to eat healthy, but wasn't eating healthy because it just wasn't convenient or easy.
So how do you stand out, though, from all the other people that are out there? I feel like, you know, that's an amazing story. You've got, you know, a reason why you decided to create this thing. But you're in such a competitive space. What do you feel like you guys are doing that's different?
Well, so what we always intended to do with this was we wanted to actually give back,
okay,
by partnering with local food and beverage makers and
nice,
making it easy for people to support their own community by purchasing these products.
Okay.
And so what we have, what has always driven our mission was to really promote these small businesses and provide them with a platform and let people know, like, hey, eating healthy actually tastes really good. And yeah. not only does it taste good, but you can do it so easily. You know, we wanted to put eating healthy in people's paths. Because people, it's hard to get people to do things out of their comfort zone yeah. or get them to try anything new. Yeah. So we wanted to take that friction out of it and just really put it in front of them so
in
that
a
they would.
Box.
Right, in a simple box, a delightful unconventional box, and just put it in front of them so that there was really nothing getting in the way of them being able to eat healthy.
Did you bring some sunboxes on?
No, they're actually pretty big.
They're huge.
They're actually pretty big, yeah.
So do I order it offline? It comes to my house and I have all these little things in it?
No. So they're these beautifully designed and smart kiosks.
Okay.
I tell people vending machines because people don't really know what a kiosk is. But, you know, they're sizable. They really have a strong presence about
them. And it's full of healthy snacks that I can pick from.
Right. It's full of organic, all natural, really great tasting, healthy snacks, food and beverages.
Well, let's dive in. Let's shift gears a little bit. Tell me more about your past. You said you were in the TV and producing space for 10 years.
Right, over 10 years.
Wow. So what was that like? Why did you go into that space and then shift gears into the health space?
Right, because it just seems so logical right now. So I was in television for over 10 years, producing shows like The Apprentice, Survivor, The Amazing Race, Hell's Kitchen. And I got into it when I first got out of college. I majored in communication when I was studying at USC. And at the time, I was doing all these different internships, and really exploring the different genres within entertainment. And out of all of them, the one that really spoke to me was reality. And I loved it. And I was able to get a job right away in reality. And from there, I was hooked. I loved being able to travel on the job.
There a lot of traveling?
Oh, lots of traveling. Especially on The Amazing Race, one season we're traveling to like 10 different countries. So it was great to travel as your job, but also to get to learn about people's stories. You know, for me, I love hearing about people's stories and I love being able to tell their stories. So that all actually led up and helped me build the skills to do what I'm doing right now. Because I see that everything I'm doing was basically what I was doing in the past. It's just reapplying those skills. And everything from organization, logistics, to really the creative, it all translates perfectly into being an entrepreneur. And also the fast turnarounds, you know, the pressure, and working with very different personalities. All of that I see has culminated to what I'm doing today.
Well, I love it because you went from TV to the health space. CEO and founder of Sunbox, Vanessa Ballesteros, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. And I feel like you're the perfect person to ask, what is the time that somebody should cut the cord from their 9-to-5 job and get started in entrepreneurship? And the reason why I think you're the perfect person to ask is because you spent 10 years building your career as a producer in the TV world. And then you made this shift and you got into a completely different industry in the health space and creating food vending machines. And you've been bootstrapping it. So I want to ask for the aspiring entrepreneurs right now who are tuned with us, they have a 9-to-5 job. They listen to shows like this to connect the puzzle pieces of when is it the right time to cut the cord? How much money do I need? What connections? How clear of a business plan do I need to have? Do I need to raise money? And, you know, we interview so many people that help connect the dots. And so I'm hoping you can help connect some of the dots for our audience here of when is it the right time to cut the cord from your 9-to-5 job and make the shift over.
Well, I think it's really important to point out that you're never going to feel like it is the right time. And it's just about going for it. But at the same time, I think you really have to think about if you really want this that badly. Because when you're an entrepreneur, there's no safety net. It's just you, and you're going to have to be okay with that. And it's not for everyone. You know, I think this world is about diversity, right? And there's entrepreneurs, and then there's people who support entrepreneurs. And I think a lot of people who want to start something don't really want to be entrepreneurs, but they want to be part of it. And that's okay. Yeah. People have to be okay with that.
You can be part of a startup.
Right. You can be part of that. But, but if you really do believe that you want to go out, you want to start a business of your own, and there's no option B, then...
So burn the bridges and burn the boats?
not necessarily. It's just then, really think about, are you willing to be uncomfortable for a long time?
One of my mentors asked me, are you willing to give your life up for it? Because that's really what's going to have to happen. If you want to achieve some remarkable feat in the world and have a huge impact and make a ton of money and be rewarded for having a massive impact in the world, you have to be willing to exchange your life for that goal. And I think that's in my own words, what you're trying to say is, you have to find a purpose to serve that's greater than yourself. And when you have a big enough reason for why you're going to commit, you're not going to get beat down, which is inevitable in entrepreneurship. You're going to get back up.
And you have to have really the right mindset.
Yeah.
You have to be...
It takes the mindset for that, for sure.
You have to be like what some people would call idiotically optimistic.
Yeah. Pollyanna, overly optimistic.
Right. Because you're going into something where everything's stacked up against you.
Yeah.
And what you're trying to achieve doesn't exist yet. So you have to have that mental fortitude of not looking at what's currently your circumstance and just looking forward and focusing on that vision and working towards that vision. Because if you don't have that mental fortitude at the end of the day, then this might not be the right thing for you. Because at the end of the day, that's all you really have. Because what you're trying to accomplish isn't here yet.
Do you have mentors or books that you would recommend that have impacted you?
I have...
Like for me, Tony Robbins, John Assaroff, Deepak Chopra, people like that. Who do you have?
I have a lot of mentors, friends/mentors.
Do you have
people
that
I look up to?
People...
Not any yet. They will be, but they're fantastic mentors who always keep me on the straight and narrow. In that, they remind me whenever I make a decision that I should always make the decision from my own truth. And if you make a decision from your own truth, from what it is really that resonates with you, then you cannot really make a bad decision. Whatever comes from that is meant to happen, and it all works out for the best.
What do you feel like from your journey? Because I feel like you have such a cool story about how you immigrated here with your family at the age of two, and how now you've, built your own business and you went into the TV space. I feel like you've done a lot for somebody who's just moved here. You're essentially somebody who's living the American dream. What do you feel like is something on your journey or your story that has been maybe one of the most, light bulb moments, like an aha moment, looking back, or I can remember at 18 years old, I had this light bulb moment and it made this huge shift in the way that I thought, felt, or behaved. And as a result of having that new way of looking at the world, it led me to where I'm at today. Do you have a moment like that?
It was, it was a moment of realizing that there's nothing to seek out. It's actually here. A lot of times we wait for the right time, for, the right job, the right relationship to be who we think we want to be.
I'll be happy when...
Right. I'll be happy when this happens. I'll be happy when I get that. But really, you can start at any moment. And so when I realized that, this is really just a mental thing that I decide. If I want to be that way, I could be that way now.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, focusing and thinking the thoughts that you want to, that you've been holding off and doing it now.
As we wrap up our show, what is a superpower that you wish you could have? If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Okay, so some people don't consider this a superpower.
Okay, well.
But I think the superpower I would love to have would be to communicate in any language by just downloading that language, you know, in a matter of 5 seconds, and then being able to speak fluently with other people.
Interesting.
Because, you know, communication is everything.
I 100% agree. Mine would be right. Just teleport around the world. I can go anywhere and be everywhere all the time. But
right, but,
like
you know,
that.
Communication, language is everything. If people understand what you're trying to do and you can communicate that.
You're just saying this because you have a communications major.
No.
We got to wrap up. But Vanessa, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Communications expert. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Going on a spring break vacation? If you're planning on sand, surf, and fun in the sun, don't chance it and take your smartphone into the water or to the beach. Instead, check out JVC's quad-proof Evryo cameras. So what is quad-proof exactly? We asked Francisco Lacey from JVC.
What we have with our consumer cameras that we've developed over the last few years is a quad-proof camera, which is very unique to the marketplace. It keeps the traditional form of a camcorder in your hand. The feel of it is much better, but the quad-proof nature of it makes it waterproof, dustproof, shockproof, and freeze-proof. The biggest one, which is heavy, it requires a float strap, but the rest of them are actually floatable. So you can jump into the swimming pool, jump into the ocean, waterproof up to 5 meters of depth.
Which makes them perfect for taking in the water. More on JVC's HD Evryo cameras is at jvc.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by A.
How can you leverage your passion to grow your company? I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us to help answer that question is Dallas Michael Sear. He's the creator of Ignite Purpose. Brother, how do we make that happen? You're a living example
go,
of this,
go
by
fly
the way.
A kite. Yeah, go fly a kite. So what I mean by that is, like, I'm a huge proponent in doing whatever makes you happy. Mm. Live your life out of joy and out of choice versus obligation. So, you know, Ben Franklin, I say go fly a kite as a kind of tongue in cheek, but, and like Ben Franklin discovered electricity, right? Flying a kite. Like it seems silly. Like, how is that going to relate to me making more revenue? And this is especially true for men. It's like, we want to be in our logical mind. Well, how does me going to have fun and camping more and hunting with the boys more? And it's like, whatever your spirit is calling you to do, do that. Because the more on passion, you know, the more passionate and on purpose that you are, that will absolutely equate to raising your frequency. I'm a firm believer in you just need to feel good now. You just need to be in more joy now. That will absolutely relate to how you communicate with the people in your office. It will absolutely relate to the way your clients actually see you. And I mean that both on a metaphysical level, a woo-woo level, as well as literally on a physical level, how they will actually see and perceive you, because you will be in joy. You will be doing things that uplift you and inspire you, even if it seems like it's not connected. Even if it seems like, why would I go on vacation, or why would I go learn that sport that I've been, or learning how to play that instrument that I've been dying to learn. And it's because whatever you're feeling called to do that you're holding back inside of yourself, it's a lack of self-love that is keeping you from receiving whatever it is that you're desiring, whether it's more revenue, whether it's the next team member on your team, whether it's the love in your life. Right? You keeping yourself from having that joy around whatever that thing is an energetic block inside of you that is blocking other things too.
It's very counterintuitive that by having more self-love, being more passionate, taking time away from work
absolutely.
For those things
just
is somehow going to help you make more money and have a bigger impact.
Absolutely.
It's counterintuitive. So for the person who says, great, I understand that showing up in life, business, my health, and everything, how I show up will be a direct reflection of how the world is going to perceive me and the things I'm going to receive back. But how can people, like step by step, how can they show up from the time they wake up in the morning to the time they show up at work to the time they're done at work, go back home to their friends, their family, whatever that is, to the time they go to bed and start the whole cycle over? Yeah. How can people show up more?
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. Being leveraging your passion to grow your company is about showing up.
Essentially, yeah. Essentially, it's a massive component. And I say, start the day with you. Mm. So that's a big thing. We've heard it as like the Hal Elrod, the Miracle Morning. We've heard the Hour of Power, Tony Robbins. There's multiple people who have spoken about making the first thing in the morning yourself, making you a priority. And I absolutely believe that. So what I tell people is like, I'm so busy, how do I? And you just begin to create space. So morning time is a great time to create space. One tip that I gave a client who was just Harry Carey, how do I create space when I've got two kids, my husband works, I'm building a business, I come home exhausted. And I started giving her the advice of creating micro breaks. So every time that she would walk into work or leave work or walk into the house or leave the house, when she would go in the car, set a 60-second timer. 60 seconds and just sit. And then start your car. 60 seconds and then get out of your car and walk into the car. 60 seconds. It can total up to 4 to 8 minutes a day. Begin with that. Create the space. Because what I found is that when the voice became the most loud for me and I recognized the relationship that I was in was not right for me, the business and career path that I was in was not right for me and it was actually killing me, the friends that I was with are amazing people, but we just weren't on the same connection and path anymore. When that happened was when I was on a 5-star, hotel room on a balcony celebrating the biggest success of my career. And I had a moment where the girl I was with was getting ready in the bathroom, and I'm just sitting there taking it all in, thinking to myself, I finally did it. And within that space of just sitting there, finally slowing down with my eye off the goal for just 1 minute, it became abundantly clear. The voice spoke up so loud I couldn't ignore it anymore. You're not happy.
And so I love that you said that for the people out there who say, I don't have the time to blank, you're saying it just takes 60 seconds. Create the 60 seconds.
Create it.
Creator of Ignite Purpose, Dallas Michael Sears joining us. And we're talking about how you can leverage your passion to grow your company. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. And we've gone over some really good, simple, practical steps. I think the 60-second one is fantastic. Everyone has that. I do the same thing throughout the day because I've heard similar advice. And it's like, just take the time to take a few deep breaths.
Break the space,
Recalibrate. Absolutely. Just come back to you and get grounded.
Yeah.
What are some other simple ways that people can leverage their passion to grow their company and just have a better quality of life?
Yeah, stop believing the lie. We have this lie that we've been conditioned that there's these circumstances outside of ourselves that are outside of our control. So I don't necessarily believe in control, so this might seem a little sideways or hypocritical. I believe in being. Like really opening up and creating space to be and letting divine spirit and creation come through and having that guide my actions, because then I start creating from a place of ease and grace versus obligation and have to. We give motivation a bad name, right? some people think being motivated is somehow being inspired by somebody on stage who's going to give you the rah-rah speech and get you to do something you don't want
to
do.
Yeah, and to go to an event like that or to find motivation means that there's something wrong with me.
Yeah,
that's the perception.
Yeah, there's something wrong, right? Mm. And this person's going to inspire me to go do what I'm not wanting to do right now. So how can I do the thing I don't want to do? Motivate me. How do I get motivated? How can I, and it's all about force and exercising your will. And it's all about, it's basically manipulation. Yeah. How can I manipulate myself to do the thing I don't want to do? And my advice is don't do the thing you don't want to do. If you don't want to do it, then just don't do it.
Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Loved it.
Loved it, brother.
You're the man.
Thanks, brother. Pleasure having you on. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that the host nor Business Rockstars is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.